Hello and karibu to Nairobi Sihami. We are the freshest, the toughest, the hottest, the we are all of it, baby. We are the newest podcast in Nairobi. So I say karibu Nairobi, honey. So you really ask yourself, Nairobi Sihami, where did that come from? Who is the host and what more is there to come from Nairobi Sihami? What do we expect from Nairobi Sihami? Enjoy this short interlude as you get to know more about Nairobi Sihami. Nairobi Sihami, as I said, is the newest podcast in Nairobi. The newest podcast about Nairobi and the newest podcast revolving Nairobi. We are going to be talking about everything that revolves around our lives as young adults, everything that we do trying to maneuver our way into the city. All the nightlife, the relationships, the drugs, the sex, everything, we are going to talk about it. We are raw, remember? So we will talk about everything, the hustle, everything that makes Nairobi life beautiful. You know? So that is what Nairobi Sihami is all about. Because we love, I am in love with the city. I was born and raised here, and I would do everything to make our city feel and be different. I do not know about you, but you should be making a difference, not only in your life, but in everyone else's life. So we are going to make this a life-changing segment, and if your life doesn't change, baby, I do not know what else you want to know. We will air your opinions, our opinions. Remember, your opinions matter. If you cannot air your opinions in front of people because you will be judged, here we will not judge. We will just side with you, and if your opinion is wrong, we are going to simply correct you. So karibu to Nairobi Sihami, baby. In this period, there's a lot going on. There's this COVID-19, as we're all aware, and oh my god, it is making life so difficult. Why, oh why? So I really want to assume that the government let this in. Well, they have a hand because they did what they had to do. So who are we? We got to do what we have to do. It will be rude of us to start this podcast without us really going to the basics of... I saw this is really funny. Going to the basics of the do's and the don'ts of the virus. So I don't really understand why it's called virus and people are healing from it. That's simply not what a virus does. Because the virus lives in your body forever. Anyway, who are we? So, whatever you think, this is a question of, what is this? Is this about the new world order? Or 5G? Or whatever? I do not know. It's a question we think and we ask. Let's just get to the basics anyway. Because you cannot think about some things without umatuna kichwa bure. How is quarantine taking you so far? Are you being too needy? Texting someone all the time? You become so clingy and so annoying? Or are you falling in love with someone? Because you know, being online is a mare trap. Like, you'd definitely wait for someone. You don't even know to like text you fast. And you know, you always wait for them to text you and stuff like that. Well, if you feel like this person is for you, energies don't lie. And if they do, I don't know what kind of energy you actually gravitate towards. So whatever is going on in your life, I hope it's for the better. Is this quarantine making you lazy? Like, you wake up and you go back to sleep. Oh my god. Our sleeping patterns have changed dramatically. And It's just amazing how I am a night owl and I never used to be one. It's just, wow, okay. So, is this period making you realize that you actually have a life and you are the center of your life? Because before it was all chaos, like you have school, you have work, you're here, you're there, you're doing things for other people. What about yourself? You never even had time to even make your own meals or treat yourself to a date or a dinner or something. And then right now you're like, oh my God, I actually have a life. What do I do with my life? I have nothing to do with my life. Well, this is the time. This is the time to get up and get going. So, the basics of this. Oh, before nisahau, unaosha vyombo sana. Well, kuosha vyombo and kufanya chores is tiresome because it's like a routine, the same thing every single day. Oh my God, you have to wake up, make breakfast, do the chores and all that stuff. But chores are duties, people. Chores are duties and they're things that have to be done. Because if you don't do chores, imagine the kind of life you'd have. Oh my, you don't even want to go there. So the basic 101s of this whole quarantine and COVID-19. Number one, the number one preventive measure is stay at home and stay safe. Staying at home equals staying safe, baby. You do not want to catch this virus. And number two, you should wear a mask every time you leave your premises. And remember, do not touch your eyes, your nose and your mouth, because they have membranes, and those membranes is where the virus actually gets into. So remember to, what other thing do they say we should do? Wash your hands with soap and water. For those who are sanitizing, I hope bado mnaoga, because kuna watu wana sanitize. Kuna watu wanafanya hivyo and they're not ogaing. You people, utanuka, you are going to stink and we do not do that here. Please. By the way, you guys should stay tuned for the next one, because, hey, you guys, it's going to be hot in here. It's going to be flaming. You don't even want to know. So, now you are in the know. Be safe during this period. Well, here we are. Stay at home, stay loved, stay on a positive frequency, become a part of the Nairobi Sihami family, and remember to share and subscribe.
So, the podcast.
Honestly, I don't believe in dating anymore. I used to be that guy, you know, like the whole super romantic, long-term relationship, blah blah blah. But I feel like, given the advent of social media and the way that people interact these days, just male nature and female nature as well, I feel like we're all